you tried intermittent fasting before? It could be one of the best things you can try for losing weight and improving your overall health. Some people say intermittent fasting is an excellent method for lasting weight loss. I'm one of them. What is this thing called intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is a pattern of eating where you cycle between periods of eating and fasting, or not eating. It's not a diet in the traditional sense, but a way of scheduling your meals. Methods of intermittent fasting that are popular are the 16-8 method, where you fast for 16 hours and eat during an 8-hour window, and the 5-2 method, where you eat normally for 5 days and restrict calories for 2 non-consecutive days. For me, the 16-8 or 18-6 is best. The idea behind intermittent fasting is that by giving your body periods of time without food, it can focus on repairing and rejuvenating itself rather than constantly digesting food. Plus, it's been shown to have a lot of benefits for overall health, such as weight loss, increased insulin sensitivity, improved cognitive function, and reduced risk of chronic diseases. It's important to note that intermittent fasting is not for everyone and should be done under the guidance of healthcare professionals if you have certain health conditions. Here's an overview of the different methods of intermittent fasting. There are many different types of intermittent fasting methods, and each one has its own unique set of rules and guidelines. Here are some of the most popular methods. The 16-8 method. This involves fasting for 16 hours and then eating during a window of 8 hours. This method is popular among people who want to lose weight and improve their overall health. It's also known as the lean gains method. The 5-2 method. This method involves eating normally for 5 days and restricting calories for 2 non-consecutive days. This method is for people who want to lose weight but find it hard to stick to a restrictive diet. The eat-stop-eat method. This method involves fasting for 24 hours once or twice a week. This method is great for people who want to lose weight but find it hard to stick to a restrictive diet. The warrior diet. This method involves eating a small, light dinner and then fasting until the next day's lunch. This method is popular among athletes and bodybuilders who want to improve their performance and build muscle. The alternate day fasting method. This method involves alternating between days of eating normally and days of fasting. This is for people who want to lose weight and improve their overall health. The daily, time-restricted eating method. This method involves eating during a specific window of time each day, usually around 6 to 8 hours. This method is for people who want to lose weight and improve health. Remember, each person is different, and what works for one person may not work for another. Just experiment and find the method that's right for you. What are the benefits of intermittent fasting? Weight loss. Intermittent fasting can help you lose weight by reducing the amount of calories you consume. When you fast, your body burns stored fat for energy instead of relying on the food you just ate. Increased insulin sensitivity. Intermittent fasting can improve insulin sensitivity, which can help lower your risk of diabetes. Improved cognitive function. Some studies have shown that intermittent fasting can improve cognitive functions such as memory, focus, and concentration. Reduced risk of chronic diseases. Intermittent fasting can reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. Increased longevity. Some research suggests that intermittent fasting may increase lifespan by promoting the production of growth hormone and protecting cells from damage. Improved cellular repair. Intermittent fasting has been linked to increased autophagy, a process that helps to remove and recycle damaged cells in the body. Improved cardiovascular health. Intermittent fasting is known to lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol and triglycerides levels, and improve heart health. Here are the potential drawbacks and risks of intermittent fasting. Hunger and cravings. One of the biggest challenges of intermittent fasting is dealing with hunger and cravings during the fasting periods. This can make it difficult to stick to the plan, especially if you're used to eating regular meals. Difficulty sticking to the plan. It can be difficult to stick to, especially if you have a busy schedule or frequently attend social events where food is involved. Interference with social events and meal plans. Intermittent fasting can also be challenging to maintain if you're eating out, traveling, or going out with friends and family. Lack of research on long-term effects. While there is some evidence to suggest that intermittent fasting can be beneficial, there isn't a lot of research on the long-term effects. We don't know for sure if it's safe to do for extended periods of time. Nutrient deficiencies. If not done properly, intermittent fasting can lead to nutrient deficiencies. It's important to make sure you're getting enough vitamins and minerals during your non-fasting periods. Hormonal imbalances. Intermittent fasting may disrupt the balance of hormones in the body, particularly in women, which can lead to menstrual irregularity and other related issues. Negative impact on people with certain medical conditions. It may not be safe for people with certain medical conditions such as hypoglycemia, anemia, or a history of eating disorders. It's always a good idea to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new diet or exercise plan. How to safely and effectively implement intermittent fasting. Setting realistic goals and expectations. Before starting any new diet or exercise plan, it's important to set realistic goals and expectations for yourself. If you're new to intermittent fasting, start with shorter fasting periods and gradually increase them as your body adjusts. Finding the right method for you. There are many different methods of intermittent fasting, so it's important to find the one that works best for you and your lifestyle. As I mentioned earlier, popular methods include the 16-8 method, the 5-2 method, and the warrior diet. Gradually increasing fasting periods. To avoid overwhelming your body, it's important that you gradually increase your fasting periods. Start with shorter fasting periods, such as 12 hours, and gradually increase them to 16 hours or more. Staying hydrated. It's important to stay hydrated while intermittent fasting. Drinking water, herbal tea, and other non-caloric beverages can help curb hunger and keep you hydrated. Consuming enough nutrients during non-fasting periods. Intermittent fasting doesn't mean that you have to eat less. It means that you have to eat in a specific time frame. Eating a balanced diet full of fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains during non-fasting periods can help ensure that you're getting enough nutrients. Consult with a healthcare professional. Before starting any new diet or exercise plan, it's always a good idea to consult with a healthcare professional to ensure it's safe and appropriate for you. They can also help you design a plan that's tailored to your specific needs and goals. Intermittent fasting can be a great way to lose weight and improve overall health, but it's important to approach it safely and effectively. Set realistic goals. Finding the right method for you. Gradually increasing fasting periods. Staying hydrated. Consuming enough nutrients during non-fasting periods. And consulting with a healthcare professional. you can give yourself the best chance of success. Here's some final words. The benefits of intermittent fasting include weight loss, increased insulin sensitivity, improved cognitive function, and reduced risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease. However, it's important to be aware of the potential drawbacks and risks of intermittent fasting. One of the biggest challenges is dealing with hunger and cravings during the fasting periods. It can also be difficult to stick to the plan, especially if you have a busy schedule or frequently attend social events where food is involved. Intermittent fasting is a great way to lose weight and improve your overall health.